This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, folks, I have some more kind of... We're going to go back to fast food. Remember the Woody Allen movie Sleepers, where at one point they're talking about in the future, and they said, can you believe it? At one point people thought that steak and butter and whipped cream were all bad for you, and now we know they're health food. And that was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but where's Anita Bryant when we need her, remember? It turns out they carried out research on 100,000 adults. It turns out that, guess what? Drinking orange juice or grapefruit juice, it turns out orange juice or whole grapefruit on a regular basis increases the chance of developing skin cancer by like 41%. Can you believe that? Well, for a long time I've known orange juice. You know, Americans love orange juice. But most countries, first of all, the idea of putting cold acid into your stomach, citric acid in your stomach, first thing in the morning, does not appeal to most of the world. I stopped drinking it simply because a glass of orange juice has got the same number of calories as a Coke. And I'm one of those, which were called women, who are always sort of watching my weight. My mom, I convinced her a bunch of years ago, because she was an orange juice fan, but it's very acid and it's very high in calories. So what I convinced her to do was put, she likes cereal in the morning, rather than putting milk on it, which she doesn't like, and so she wouldn't eat it, to put some dilute apple juice on it. Now, you could argue that apple juice has got as many calories as orange juice, and I would not disagree. But first of all, it's diluted, and second of all, it's a little less hard on your stomach. So it turns out that, you know what, the more you learn, the more it's got to be moderation in all things, right? It just doesn't make any sense that nothing is going to harm you if you just do a little bit of it, other than maybe arsenic or botulism. And anything that you're sort of doing exclusively or in excess, or which I guess are nearly the same word, that it's just not a very good idea. You really need to moderate things. So, which gets us back to dun, 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 fast food. All right, let's finish this up. Our fast food is taking a long time to get through. All right?
Okay. Let's,
all right, so there we go.
Yeah. So Sue Ellen says, Taco Bell. I just love the crunchy tacos and will sometimes stop and get them for dinner. And as a senior, my drink is free. It's my guilty pleasure.
Wait a minute. She gets a free drink at Taco Bell?
Evidently.
Let's see what it says about Taco Bell free seniors. Taco Bell seniors, let's say. Senior drink. Let's see what it says. So, yeah, I'm finding 2015 senior discounts restaurants. IHOP, Jack in the Box, Taco Bell offers free senior drink.
Huh.
Chick-fil-A, 10% off or free small drink or coffee, 55 plus. Chili's 10% off, 55 plus. Taco Bell 5% off, free beverage for seniors, 65 plus. TCBY 10% off. Getting older is getting better.
There you go.
All right, here's it says somebody is telling this story. That so who knew? Did you know any of this?
I did not.
Of course, you're 12 years old, but still. It says. I walked in Taco Bell, asked what was the deal of the century for this week. They said there was none. I knew that. They grinned. I grinned. I ordered 5 99-cent tacos. I informed them I'm a senior, so I'll take the usual 100% discount. They said that would be nice. More grinning. They were fine. I was fine. Just having fun. I wanted out the door with my tacos. Yep, the discount was there. Note, no, not 100%, just what was supposed to be. Many seniors think a 10% discount is not worth the bother, but this is usually just a matter of perception. If instead the deal being stated as a 10% discount had been stated as pay no sales tax for life, everyone of all ages would be all over it. Yet the 10% discount would almost always be the better deal. There you go. The best way to obtain a discount is to say, I understand you have a senior discount, as a question. So you have to make the end of your sentence go up. There you go. From now on. There we go. All right, I... So I love this story. All right, keep going. So senior discount, you get a free drink. And 10%. Do you get a free drink and 10% off?
I don't know.
We don't know. Go check out Taco Bell. Tell them you heard it here, and you want to know what the Scoobies is or are. I don't know if Scoobies is or are, either one. Right. You want to know the Scoobies. Okay. Go ahead.
Doug says, Chick-fil-A is coming to Manhattan, 6th Avenue and 37th Street at the end of the summer.
There you go.
Must be a fan.
Thank you. See, all these people are so helpful.
Yeah.
There we go. All righty. Let's see what else we got.
All right. Caitlin says, Taco Bell, nachos Bel Grande, extra cheese, beef, and tomatoes. I can't get enough. It's why I can't lose any weight.
All right. So that's a, you know, we have, there's a whole subsection of people who listen to my program who are Taco Bellers. That sounds good. There was some guy who called from Taco Bell once, remember? And so you get 10% discount if you're over 55. Or was it 65? I don't even know. And you get a free drink. So what was the one she liked? The Grande with extra
Nacho
cheese?
Bel Grande or something. Yeah. I have actually never been to Taco Bell.
I've been to one, but it was years ago. I have to go see if I can find them. I really like Mexican food, although I don't know if Taco Bell technically counts.
Yeah,
as,
does that really count? I mean,
I'm not even sure it counts as food. No, sorry. so much for them sponsoring the program.
Right. Can't go to Taco Bell.
Yeah, there we go. Sorry. Keep going.
All right. Finally, we have Becca who says, lately, cheeseburgers.
Lately, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I think that, look, she does bring up an interesting point, which is I think as we grow older that our taste buds change. Everything else changes. Why not? Because I can remember as a kid hating vegetables, but part of it is because my mother, we never saw a fresh vegetable other than lettuce, iceberg lettuce. And those the tomatoes that will make your gums bleed because they're so unripe. I love my mother dearly, not a cook. And as an adult, veggies and salads are kind of my favorite thing to eat, although iceberg lettuce is my least favorite. I like almost everything else. All right, so that does it for, well, so I would say that the Taco Bell did very well.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to give it a try sometime.
The Bell, yeah. Yeah, we should do it. All right, there we go. All right, I'll tell you what have I got here? A minute and a half, no, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes. Not time enough to do what I was going to do, which is I'm going to tell you about movies and I'm going to tell you about theater. I'll tell you what, why don't I do, coming up next break, I'll do an entertainment segment. And we'll do both movies and theater all in the same swell foop, assuming I can get them all done. Because I've got three or four movies and three plays. And if not, we'll, maybe, all right, I'm just trying to think. The Trevor and I will sort this out. All right, we will sort out exactly when we're going to do it, whether we're going to do it now or then. All right, and speaking of all the things we were just speaking about, which is orange juice, you know, I mean, it turns out deaths from sugary drinks are a problem all over the world. So it's where's Bloomberg when we need him? They're saying that beverages are responsible for 184,000 adult deaths all over the world. That's many countries crazy. In the world have a significant number of deaths occurring from a single dietary factor, sugar-sweetened beverages. It should be a global priority to substantially reduce or eliminate sugar-sweetened beverages from the diet. This came out of Tufts. So there you go. Somebody else said, the researchers provide no evidence when they illogically and wrongly take beverage intake calculations from around the globe and allege that these beverages are the cause of deaths, which the authors themselves acknowledge are due to chronic disease. So wait a minute. So there's an argument here. The need for population-based efforts to reduce sugar-sweetened beverages, which are called SSBs. Wait a minute. So they're saying, this is an article that obviously has taken something out of context and put it in the wrong place. So they're saying increasing fruits and vegetables can be challenging due to agriculture, cost, storage, and other complexities. But there's no health benefits from sugar-sweetened beverages, and the potential impact of reducing consumption is saving tens of thousands of deaths every year. What they're saying is that their research is a little faulty, but logically it probably makes some sense. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, Trevor and I made an executive decision that I really didn't want to jam three movies and three theater stuff into what could be just a relatively short segment. So we're going to do an email here, and then I'll do the entertainment section, which I don't think we've ever done that before. We've combined the movies and theater, but I'll keep them separate so you don't get confused, I promise. And besides, you're smart. So that way I don't have to carry something over or rush through it. I know I speak at the speed of light. As my grandmother said, thank goodness I've got good diction, otherwise you'd never understand a word I said. Okay, Graham. Alrighty, so let's do our email here.
Alright, this email comes from Chris, who writes, I live in the area where the two prisoners escaped from prison in northern New York. Can you talk a bit about keeping kids and everyone actually calm and level-headed in times of danger? Having hundreds of law enforcement in our neighborhood made us safe, but also aware of any possibility. While many were on lockdown for days, the escapees were able to elude capture for so long because these woods are thicker than you realize. Searchers yeah. can't just walk through all the underbrush, vines, and fallen trees, and there are hundreds of unoccupied seasonal camps. It was very interesting to trying to figure out their possible plans, which turned out to be simpler than we gave them credit for.
Okay. Well, you're asking a bunch of questions there. It turns out these dudes, as Trevor said, he wasn't really following it. But if you lived in New York, you were. If you live in upstate New York, you were definitely. They not only escaped from a maximum security prison, which is in the middle of nowhere, which is part of the issue, but apparently they practiced it, like for four months before they ever escaped. I mean, a truly corrupt, bizarre system. And the head of the prison has been fired, and there's going to be all sorts of indictments and whatever. But it turns out that they were on the lam. I love that word, right? It makes me sound like a crime reporter. For 3 weeks! And all of us are used to watching television, so right? So we expect, first of all, these guys are not rocket scientists. And how do you elude essentially a huge manhunt? And as Chris says, well, you know, when you've got a lot of woods, there's lots of places to hide. And apparently, they killed one of them, and one of them they shot and was captured, and apparently is blabbing, or bragging, I suppose, as much as anything else. And he said that the cops walked by him twice, that they almost got him twice. He was in a hunting blind, you know, up on a tree. They said, there are some things that are so simple. I mean, somebody's going to make a movie of this. You know they are, based on true events. That the way they eluded the bloodhounds, you know how they did it? They got pepper. And apparently, coffee grounds will do it too. I know that from watching all the movies about drugs, is that if you get an odor that's strong enough that dogs... it'll overpower their smelling system. So they used pepper. They smuggled the tools in frozen meat. I was telling Trevor there was an Agatha Christie murder mystery. There are two of them I remember. One is that a woman stabbed somebody with an icicle and then melted the evidence. And the other one is she hit the wife hit somebody with a frozen turkey, and when the cops came, was cooking the turkey dinner, so the evidence was gone. So apparently they smuggled stuff in frozen meat. Hamburger helper, I guess. I don't know. There was an FBI informant. The guys who, and again, I don't mention Purge by name, was a snitch. He was planning, he blabbed to the FBI. So, what can I tell you? So this is a story that, all right, so the story about the escape, you watch, it's going to be made into a movie somewhere. And it'll probably star Matt Damon or something. Because I think everything stars Matt Damon these days. All right, so the larger question is, how do you keep people calm? Not only kids calm, but yourself calm. And I think the idea is to take reasonable precautions. And it sounds like my guess is that the sale of alarms went up. That you explain that that you don't. I mean, I think that the normal precautions that you don't answer the door if you don't know who's there. That you have fail-safe words. But, you know, that whole issue about danger in the world seems to me to be one that as parents we're continually struggling with is, and again, it's my favorite title that no one will ever let me use, which is trust your neighbor and tie up your camel at night, which is I don't think we necessarily want our kids to go through life assuming that there's going to be boogeymen. even though as kids I think we all grow up with that notion, we check under the bed and the shadows scare us because we're little, and so lots of things feel threatening. But I think as parents, our job is to say, okay, turn on the lights. Let's talk about what we can do to make ourselves safe and what things don't make any sense and what things do. And I think sometimes with kids, it's as much sort of hearing what their concerns are. And something like the prison escape, I don't think creates fear per se. Or let me rephrase that. I think it does create some fear, but I think more importantly and more intellectually, what it does is allow fears, free-floating anxieties, to have a place to land. So I think kids who were anxious before the prison break became more anxious. Kids who were fairly carefree probably experienced a little bit of trepidation, but not nearly as much as kids who were anxious before. So the question is, how do we deal with anxiety on an ongoing basis? And the first is we do a little reality testing. Now, free-floating anxiety, by definition, doesn't have a specific trigger. So in talking with your kids about it, saying, what is it you're afraid of? And it may be, for example, I don't think that it makes any sense to bring kids into your bed, because then the question is, how do you get them out? On the other hand, if everybody's nervous, and under different sets of circumstances, a death in a family or a scary kind of thing, I think it's okay for everybody to get their sleeping bag and sleep on the floor in the living room. That seems to me a much better solution. First of all, it's not all that comfortable, so nobody's going to get really used to it. It sort of takes a potentially uncomfortable situation and makes it different and unusual and kind of fun and memorable. But what we do, I think what we need to not do as a parent is dismiss our kids' concerns and saying, don't worry. That's like saying, don't think about elephants. So asking our kid, what is it specifically you're worried about? What would make you feel better? And as you can hear, it's a discussion that we had earlier with Linda and her high anxiety 9.5-year-old of saying, okay, what would make you feel better about this? And kids saying, don't go, or, you know, that, you know, I don't know, say, well, look, this is what's going to happen. So given that's what's going to happen here, what would make you feel better about it? And I think that's the approach we take with our kids, is that there can be bad people, but bad people don't necessarily, these guys are running away. They really don't want they don't want to bother other people particularly. They just want to escape. But apparently they were trying to get to Mexico. But sort of, again, instead of dismissing our kids' anxiety of saying, well, there's nothing to worry about or we'll take care of you, ask them what specifically makes them uncomfortable and then dealing with that. And that helps them to move from their gut to their brain, which is how all of us have to learn to deal with anxiety. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Carol Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
All right, thank goodness Trevor and I decided to do this here because I have four plays. I knew there was another one I was forgetting. All right, the four plays I'm going to review for you are Of Good Stock, The Tempest, Consent, and Significant Other. All right, I'm going to do it in reverse order for no particular reason. I'm going to start with Consent, which is at the Black Box Theater in New York. And it's by a playwright whose name is David Rhodes, who, and this is somewhat autobiographical. I took a friend of mine with me to see this. The story is that we've got this kind of hunky guy who was in the NFL as a football player. Then he became an award-winning architect. but recently came out. Okay? So he's separated from his high school sweetheart, is in a Soho loft, and runs into a sexy Yale law student. As I said, this is somewhat autobiographical because David Rhodes was married, came out of the closet, and he describes it as being intimate with men that was minus a female ingredient. I had some trouble. I mean, I thought the performances in this were terrific. I thought there were people who walked out of this play, and there was somebody, it's a very intimate theater, and so to walk out, you have to walk past the stage and the actors, which I think, first of all, is somewhat rude, and presumably most of the people that go to the theater are, in theory, relatively well-behaved. So it meant that there had to be a huge amount of urgency about saying, I'm not going to watch this. The play is graphic and fairly violent, and I turned to the woman that I was sitting with and said, do you think this is a fair depiction of male sexuality? And she said she did. And I would hate to think it is, just because it was so violent and so, that's the word I would use for it. With the idea being that men left to their own devices are much more aggressive with each other than they are with women. And I don't know how I feel about that as a psychologist. And to a certain extent, I think it is not particularly helpful to heterosexual understanding of homosexuality, because I think it takes what may or may not be accurate. I don't think all men are violent. I don't think all male-on-male sex is violent, just like I don't think all female-on-female sex is gentle. I mean, I think there's a huge amount of variation in human sexuality and human behavior. So, but it is a chilling play. It is certainly upsetting, not for everyone, very well acted and thought provoking. So that's Consent. I don't know if I consent to watching it or not. It was certainly unexpected. And as I said, very upsetting, and I don't know if it was illuminating or not. It's certainly something to think about. The next play is similar in theory, similar, well, it's not really all that similar, except that it has a gay character as the main person who has three really good friends. And we meet Jordan, who is adorable. He's a really fun actor. I can't say his name. Gideon Glick, who was in Spider-Man and Spring Awakening. So he's had, you know, a fair amount of time on Broadway having a good time, Into the Woods as well. And he plays a very gentle, I mean, you can't imagine him being violent under any circumstances, gay man with three really good female friends, Kiki, Lauren, Vanessa, and he's at the bridal shower for one. And each of the women, he goes to each of their either showers or wedding as and sort of as the escort of whomever the woman is who's not with the man at that moment. And by the end, by the end of the second act, everybody's paired off but him. So it's a little unclear exactly. Barbara Barry is in this one, who plays grandmother, and she's wonderful in this. It's just great to see her. But I'm not sure exactly what the point of the play was, to be quite honest. Is significant other meaning that he was not really significant? He was just a placeholder until a heterosexual man comes along? Is that he was using these women who were significant in his life? I'm not sure what the point of the play was. And it ends in a completely unusual way from what you expect it to end. It's very well written. It's very clever. It is in some ways the opposite end of the spectrum of Consent, which is dealing with a gay man's sensibility with respect to women. Consent deals with a gay man's sensibility without women. I don't know that any particular play or any particular depiction of a gay man is any more accurate than any particular depiction of a straight man. But they're certainly opposite ends of looking at gay relationships with men, women, and whatever. So, I mean, they're interesting and thought-provoking and kind of an interesting duo. One is a lot easier to take than the other. All right, the Tempest, which is not one of my favorite plays. I don't think it's one of anybody's favorite plays, to be quite honest. This one is Shakespeare in the Park, which is always a fun thing to do if you ever get a chance to do it. It's free in theory. Let me tell you what the theory is. That you can go and stand in line for tickets, which means basically camping out early in the morning or sending your significant other to camp out and get tickets, which are free. The other way you can get tickets, you can be press, which is great. Excuse me. Although I think this is one of the few years I've gone that hasn't rained on me. Or you can make a donation to the public theater, and for the donation you get the ticket. So, but having said that, it's a real mixture of everybody in New York, and it makes you appreciate Central Park. This one stars Sam Waterston as Prospero, the right Duke of Milan. It also, the other big name in it is a personal favorite of mine, is Jesse Tyler Ferguson, whom I guess is on, is it Community? No, it's on Family. I never watched television, but I knew him because he was really kind to me when I did Putnam County Spelling Bee, and I'm delighted for his success. He plays Trunculo, the jester. But the movie, the play is really stolen by Ariel and Caliban. Ariel is the airy spirit. Caliban, in theory, is the opposite, the savage and deformed slave, and both of them are wonderful. Sam is a wonderful presence. He's got great white hair and a huge beard. Tempest is a weird play, let's face it. It's fun to watch, and it's fun to be. If it weren't Shakespeare in the Park, would anybody ever go see Tempest? I don't know. But it is, I mean, if you've never seen Shakespeare in the Park, you should go at least once, because it's fun. Of good stock is at the Manhattan Theater Club, which has a huge subscription base. This one stars most prominently Alicia Silverstone, who was in Clueless. It's a story of three sisters. The standout performance, as far as I'm concerned, in this, is Fred, who is Kelly O'Conn, who plays the husband of the oldest sister, who we figure out fairly early on is sick. The three daughters have different responses to the fact that they had a famous father who was he messed around. They're both orphans now. They're at the house that the oldest sister inherited, much to the chagrin of at least one of the sisters. You know, and again, I'm not sure exactly what this one is about. Of Good Stock is kind of a pun on the fact that their name is Stockton. And I guess it's a relationship about sisters or family or being haunted by the past. Again, it's very well acted. I could have used a little bit more. If I'm going to go to a play, I want something that teaches me something I didn't know. This one seemed to me a little bit sitcom-y in terms of what it was trying to do. I mean, they're pretty women. It's an interesting situation. We've got three men, one of whom is kind of, you know, sort of earth father. He's salt of the earth, and you just instantly love him. And he is the most fun to watch because he just seems such a natural actor. You don't feel he's you don't catch him acting as opposed to everybody else. Then we have we've got Alicia, and who's a high maintenance woman with a guy who's, and they're engaged. And then we have the youngest sister, who's kind of a hippie, who has found a very young guy, and she has a secret to share, and how the three of them deal with, I guess, life, death, love, commitment, men, each other. But it did seem to me, I mean, they're pretty women. I just wanted something a little bit, I guess, meatier or more focused. I mean, look, if I'm going to spend 2.5 hours with you, I want to know something at the end of it. My time, this is my life. And you don't want to go to a place saying, what were they trying to say here? They're all four very different experiences. You hear that I can't unify. There are no five-star ones here. But Consent is alarming and perhaps insightful. Significant Other is more entertaining but kind of sad. The Tempest is go to see for the experience. And Of Good Stock has got at least some really good performances. I could have used a little better writing. And it looks like, thank goodness, I used this for both theater and movies, because I haven't done movies yet, but they're coming up. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Preface the movies today by telling you of a remark. I've gone, in the last couple of days, I've gone to a couple of screenings of movies that don't open for a while. So as a result, in theory, as a critic, we're not supposed to talk about the movies until we've reviewed them, because we're trying really hard not to influence one another. But one of my fellow critics said, when's the last time you went to a movie that you really enjoyed? So it's summertime, and there are a lot of really, at best, mediocre movies around. And unfortunately, the couple movies that I liked Inside Out. But I think it's kind of a little gem in a wasteland, and I think Pixel does good movies, and I really enjoyed it. But most of the movies around right now are summer blockbuster stupid movies. So this week, yesterday, depending where you are, some opened last night, some opened tonight, some opened tomorrow night. You've got the two big movies, Terminator Genesis and Magic Mike. XXL. All right. So here's what they did. The movie companies, in their wisdom, had the only two screenings of these two movies simultaneously. So what happened was exactly what's going to happen this weekend, is men went to one and women went to the other. So as a result, I'm going to have to tell you about Terminator next week. I think I'm probably going to bite the bullet and go pay money to see it, even though it has gotten really crummy reviews from everybody that I know. And I know we're not supposed to compare, but people have not said anything necessarily, but they just make that sort of face. The idea is that John Connor sends Kyle Reese back in time to protect Sarah Connor, but when he arrives in 1984, nothing is as he expected to be. Now, this is the fifth of the Terminator movies, all right? And, of course, we've got Arnold back. But this was a movie that most people felt just really didn't make much sense. And it's 2 hours and 5 minutes. So I'll have to review it for you next week. All I can tell you is that that it has not gotten very good reviews, and most of the people that I know didn't particularly like it. Okay, that's not my review, because I didn't see it, and I can't review something I didn't see. I went and saw Magic Mike XXL. I guess we'd call that extra large, with Channing Tatum, Joe Manganiello, Matt Bomer, and Adam Rodriguez. And this is 3 years after Channing, who we call Mike, bowed out of the stripper life. And he and the remaining Kings of Tampa hit the road to Myrtle Beach to put on one last blowout performance. They're going to go to a stripper convention. This has got a couple of cameos in it that will probably, either you recognize them or you don't. I did. And one person looks great, one person looks not so great. So you can figure this out on your own. To be quite honest, I thought the first one was great fun. But I thought part of the reason the first one was great fun is because it involved Matthew McConaughey as kind of the snaky, smarmy guy. He's not in this one. And they kind of tell you that he's off in Malaysia or something, or Macau, teaching somebody else to be a stripper. And you really miss him in this one because he brought some color to this, some spice to it. This one, the first thing I liked was Matthew in the first one. The second one I liked was the choreographed stripping, which I thought was kind of, got all this beefcake. They don't do anything together in this one. The movie goes on for a very long time with people you really don't care about. There is one scene which is just plain lovely in a convenience store. If the rest of the movie had shown the same cleverness and humor, the movie would have been much better. Unfortunately, it is not. This is kind of a road movie. I was really disappointed in it. I thought the writing was mediocre at best. The things that you like the first. If you like Beefcake, as someone said, there was only women and gay men in the theater, which isn't true. But I think this is going to be one of those weekends that if you're a couple, one of you will buy a ticket to one will buy a ticket to the other. All right, a sort of interesting choice this weekend, which is a documentary called Cartel Land, which is really, it has won some awards at Sundance and will probably try to get nominated as the best documentary. This is a really upsetting story about really two men from two different standpoints in the border along Mexico. One is a physician who tries to arm vigilantes to oppose the cartels, and the other is an ex-military guy who heads a paramilitary group to prevent Mexico's drug war from entering the U.S. territory. You cannot believe that a documentary filmmaker would have this kind of access and not get shot, and apparently it is a scary movie with no really good ending to this one. It's really alarming. The movie I would probably send you to watch this weekend, which no one's going to go see, but it's called Jimmy's Hall. It's by Ken Loach, who I think does wonderful things about Ireland. During the Depression, Jimmy Gralton returns home to Ireland after 10 years of exile. Seeing the levels of poverty and oppression, the activist in him reawakens, and he looks to reopen the dance hall that led to his deportation. It's a story I didn't really know anything about. Apparently, it's based on some reality. It's set in the 1930s in Ireland, basically about 10 years after the War of Independence and the beginning of the Troubles in Ireland. I thought this was Ken Loach's most approachable film, and I thought it was genuinely touching and liked it a lot. So no one's going to go see it, but if I were going to send you to one movie this weekend, I would send you to Jimmy's Hall. Cartel Land is alarming and upsetting and makes you wonder whether there is anything that's ever going to be done about the war on drugs. Including they have interviews with the guys who are making the drugs, the guys who are smuggling people. I mean, it's a very alarming film. Magic Mike. I mean, it depends how much you want to look at. Not very good acting, not very good writing, but pretty pumped up male bodies. Terminator, you're on your own about this one. All I can tell you is that it is not done particularly well with people who've gone to see it, but I think that we'll see what happens between whether Mike strips Arnold or Arnold stomps Mike. Well, that'll probably be the big battle this weekend. Look, it's that time of year. Sooner or later, there'll be some good movies around. And as I said, I've seen two movies that open next month, both of which are more fun than any of the movies opening this week, which is, and I'll tell you about them when we get closer to them. One is Trainwreck, which is rude, raunchy, tacky, very sexual, will offend a lot of people, and is really a very well-written, very well-acted, funny, smart movie. And the other is Man from U.N.C.L.E., which is a complete retake. It has nothing really to do with the TV series, but has it will make you nostalgic, maybe, for the 80s. More details at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.